If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're coming to you in the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Millions of Americans finance a home of their dreams with their help. They can help you too. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. 855-212-4CBS is our toll-free line, brought to you by Geico. Great news, you can save a bunch of money like Carver High did. Just switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% on your car insurance. Carver High saved 17.5%. My buddy, Maximum, just texted me and told me that he's coming back from his kid's basketball practice. His son's in high school. I told you Gunner tonight, Mafia had a game. And wasn't one of his better games, but he's been doing really well in basketball, like starting and playing hard. I told you he had like a bunch of rebounds and dimes in the game tonight. Usually he scores, like he's averaging 11, but he didn't have any buckets. I saw him miss four threes. It was embarrassing. But Chop, my daughter, busted off a 30-piece on Saturday in a game. And then tonight had 18. She hit six threes straight. No questions asked. No normal buckets. Just six bombs because she can shoot. I mean, she can throw those threes up. What do we got going here? Is there a little violence in the Laker-Knick game? We got a little Reggie Bullock going at it with McGee? No, everything's calm. And the Lakers are blowing out the Knicks 71-57. And then the Knicks have to play the Jazz tomorrow night in Salt Lake Shakers. You know, I was thinking about going to Alta skiing. By myself. Mafia, do you think I'll end up sleeping with snow bunnies and going naked hot tubbing and popping bottles and end up dead? Or should I just stay home and do the show? Not go skiing by myself in the mountains in Salt Lake City?
I'd be more worried about you getting lost or injured on the mountain than all the other fun things that you're talking about since you don't drink
anymore.
Did
you see some famous guy's kid or something got killed out there skiing? Did anybody see it?
I did not see that.
I think some famous like TV show, movie director or something. The kid, I guess he crashed or something. He ran into like a ski sign, like one of those ones, like double diamond dare you, double dog dare you, diamond, triple diamond, danger. Don't go down this slope unless you're an expert skier. And from what I heard, he smashed into the sign or something and died. It was awful. It was like a kid. Any other bad news you want me to talk about? The plane crash. That was a Boeing 737 MAX, the same plane that keeps crashing all over the world. 180 passengers and crew, they're saying everybody's like dead. Over Tehran, no less. So now all the questions are starting as why that happened. And I guess the funny thing is, there's nothing funny about it, but the new CEO was literally, the crash takes place just days before the company's new CEO will take the job. Maybe you should think twice about that big gig he just landed at Boeing with their problems. Mavi, did you see anything about the kid?
Yeah, I believe it was the son of Jenji Kohan, who does Orange is the New Black that you're talking about.
Right, he's like a movie writer or TV show writer.
He's the one who does Orange is the New Black on Netflix.
There you go. That's the one about the chicks in prison?
Yeah.
I've never watched that show. I don't watch it. I will say, is it?
Yeah, we watched it.
Now, there's a new show that I'm going to watch on Sunday on HBO, The Outsider, with Ben Mendelsohn and
Jason Bateman.
Yeah, it's like about a murder, and then like the Ben Mendelsohn's like the straight cop, and then this chick is a psychic, and she's like telling him that there's some, you know, freaky stuff going on, and Mendelsohn doesn't believe it, but all the evidence points to she might be right, and it's a series, it's supposed to be really good. That's what they're saying anyway. Rumor has it. I'm going to watch it, The Outsider, on HBO this Sunday. I'm going to check it out. Because I've run out of shows to watch, Mafia. I watched the Dublin Murders on Starz. I will say Starz is one of my favorite channels because Power is on there, which returned last Sunday evening. And the remaining six episodes are Who Killed JR? Who Killed Ghost? Mr. St. James was murdered. And there's like, you know, everybody in town had a reason to kill him. Great show. Did you ever watch that show, Carver High Power?
No.
No. What about you, Mafia? You never watched it either?
I haven't. I've heard great things about it. At one point, I think it was here, someone left for like the season two DVDs like laying around. I grabbed them, but I never actually got to check
it
out yet.
That show is awesome. It's absolutely awesome. Who's watched Power? Call me 855-212-4227.
By the way, I think I was right about what we were talking about last night in the car about The Godfather Harlem on Epix, because you were saying that you watched it on, I think you said Prime or something like that. But since you have all the movie channels, you can watch it on demand there, because I'm up to like 7 or 8 right now.
Really?
Yeah.
So what happened with mine on Prime? They made me pay for it?
I guess for Prime, you have to do it. You know, if you want that, you have to pay because you don't have that channel, like one of the streaming services type of deals. But if you have the channel on your cable...
So they let me watch 2 episodes and then I got to pay for the rest?
Probably.
That's why I dove out of it.
Yeah, go check it out on demand. You can find it.
All right. There you go. 855-212-4227. Boy, I'm just watching the Knicks sleepwalking through this game, getting whacked. They're down like 19. Here's LeBron with a 3-ball. Air. Nothing but air. Didn't they say he was sick today or something? He had like some kind of... action going, but he played Jordan Rule style. He showed up to play anyway. And then, by the way, speaking of the Lakers, your boy AD turned down a 4-year max deal from the Lakers today for like $146 million because he can get a 5-year supermax. But what I'm hearing he's going to do is the 2-in-1 like LeBron does.
Right. I'm sure LeBron's going to, and Rich Paul, advise show him the ways of what to do.
Of how to make the most
maximize
money.
Maximize the most money. And I think the 5-year thing, if he makes one of these dopey NBA All-Pro teams, is that how he gets the 5-year Supermax? Is that...
He's getting the 5-year Supermax anyway, but the 2-in-1, he can do a 2-in-1, and then, listen to this, he could do a 2-in-1, make a ton of money, and then still get a 5-year Supermax over $210 million.
Well, he could do a 2-in-1... And then when LeBron's done in 2 or 3 years from now, he can go somewhere else and join somebody else. And go
the reason why he'd be a 2-in-1, it would make him a 10-year veteran. And then he can do whatever he wants and get the Supermax for over 210. So that's what everyone that knows anything about sneaky deals is, that's the deal he needs to do. Somebody asked last night, do you remember, if he's better than Shaq? And he's never been more dominant than Shaq. Shaq in the low block was the most dominant big man I ever saw, right? No questions asked. But I also think, I'll be honest with you, I think Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was better than him too. No one could stop Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and his skyhook. No one. And he had it down to a science. Literally from anywhere, 10, 12 feet, he could hook that puppy in like no one's business. Have you ever seen a guy play? Like, the guy was unstoppable. He had what I would deem a brilliant career. Like, wherever he played, no matter what he did, at college, pro, Bucks, Lakers, it didn't matter. He was unstoppable his entire career. Even when he was old, he was unstoppable because he was so big. And I think that Davis, who's laying on the ground right now, hurt, grabbing his left butt cheek. It appears that he may have fallen on his rump, the tailbone. Let me look at this, see how he went down. He went up, Randall, and landed. Oh, God, he landed hard on the tailbone. He may be done for the night. He landed hard on that thing.
You don't really need him to beat the Knicks here.
I've only landed like that drunk and on drugs in an ice capade accident outside of a nightclub at 4 in the morning.
He's honestly lucky.
Chasing my car that was being towed that was filled with cocaine. Are we on the air?
He's lucky he landed that way, because the way that leg was like fully extended and he was in a weird position. If he came down on that foot or ankle in any way, that could have been blown out the knee or something like that instead.
Mavi, have you ever wiped out on ice or anything?
Of course.
Like,
who hasn't?
Fallen?
Yeah, whenever you... I did it one time when my daughter was like 6 months old, walking out to the car in the parking lot.
And fell with her in your arm?
I was carrying her and completely wiped out and, you know, like feet up in the air and everything. But luckily I kept her like to the chest so that I took the brunt of it and I immediately handed her off.
And what did she do when you landed? Start crying?
Of course, yeah, because we flew in the air. But
and she was scared.
She had no idea what happened. She just knew she flew.
She was a lot different when I saw her Saturday.
She was, yeah.
She was a lot cooler than she's ever been. Because she was probably shy or
Yeah, she was a little shy last time. This time she was more relaxed.
But she wouldn't, the last time I saw her, she wouldn't even talk to me.
Right.
now she's like totally like getting older and cool. She was like talking to me.
Yeah, she was cool.
And then I gave her the business about the Canadians. Then that night, the Penguins beat them 3-2.
Yeah, she has no idea. She doesn't follow sports.
Yeah, she does. Because she, when I said the Canadians suck, she got all worked up. She likes the Montreal Canadiens. It's obvious.
She's not hasn't watched a single game.
She loves them. In fact, I could tell when she started speaking French and cussing me out in French.
She's watched more FDNY hockey games than she watched Canadian hockey games.
Who was that guy, Carver High? Do you remember the guy that played on the Canadiens that broke the Penguins' back that I wanted to jump off the GW Bridge? Who was the little troublemaker goal scorer?
The guy that went to the Devils.
Yeah, what was his
Camilleri?
Name?
Camilleri.
Oh, God, that guy. He roasted
Camilleri
me.
Scored the Didn't big
he
goal beat? In that
season. Oh, he roasted me. It was awful.
Just, yeah, I know you don't like him.
I hate him. Forever.
And your boy Tony Bruno talked you off the bridge, right?
Tony Bruno kept me from dying. I wanted to kill myself that night and jump off the GW Bridge in New York into the Hudson, 300 feet below. It's a real quick way out. Mike in Manhattan, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Pharrell, what's going on? Love the show.
Hey, Mike, what's happening?
Nothing. I want to talk about the rule and judge hiring, but did you happen to see the first half of this Knick Laker game? Bobby Portis absolutely clotheslined KCP.
They threw him out. Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, I was just thinking, like, the Knicks, they're not good at all. This is a terrible game, but at the very least, they're putting a damper on the Lakers next 2 weeks. So it looks like AD's out now.
Oh, he's done. He can't even walk. He's leaving the game right now. I told you.
They're going to put him in a bubble for the next month and a half.
Oh, yeah, watch. When I saw him land like that, he's done, bro. He may have broke it. He may have broke his tailbone. Literally, he can't even walk right now, so he's done. He is done. I mean, look, he's in agony. And now, like, seriously, like, I just watched the Lakers season flash before my eyes. Do you think they'll win without him? Because he's out. I'll be shocked if that guy plays the rest of this week or next week. I mean, did you see him? They carried him to the locker room.
Yeah, no, full impact right on his tailbone.
Yeah.
And he's made
but,
a glass.
Anyway, I want to talk about the Judge and Rule hirings. I'm a big Giants fan. I didn't know really what to think about Judge, but what I do think is, I'm kind of happy they didn't make that type of investment on Matt Rhule because at the end of the day, both these guys are just as unproven, really, at this level. So, like you guys said earlier, I totally agree. Just because they don't have experience, I'm not paying that type of money that Carolina paid for Rhule.
Yeah, I'll give you that. But I'll say this. One of the things I've always tried to keep myself from, you know, distance myself from is the problem of money. Like in pro sports, right? So I'm not paying the coach. I'm not paying these players. What do I care what they spend the Yankees or the Giants or the Jets or the Steelers or the Lakers or any of them? I don't care how much money Durant and Kyrie make. It's not my problem. Here's the deal. What I'd be worried about is, you know, as a fan, is wins and losses. And so it boils down for me to a simple fact that I'll give you this. As I said to Paul Schwartz, I believe that there's got to be some residual runoff of education that he absorbed from Saban and Belichick that is of some significance in this guy's future. I think that he has learned from the best, and that you cannot tell me that being around winners and being around the best and being around people that are productive and that are successful in life and that are highly motivated and at the top of their craft, at no matter what it is, in business, life, education, marketing, you know, computers, being a doctor, being a lawyer, you cannot tell me that being around people that are awesome at what they do doesn't rub off on you. If you're around them every day and working for them. And I believe that Saban and Belichick obviously believe in this guy, and they've taught him a lot. And if he's smart, which it sounds like he is, that Schwartz said he's like close to getting a PhD. So the guy's got to be smart. And if he's that smart, then I think he learned a lot from Saban and Belichick. And I believe that that is the key to the deal for me, is that the guy's very bright and that he's learned a lot from those two geniuses. And I believe that it was maybe a smart move based on that and nothing more. I don't care how many years he gets. I don't care how much money he gets. I don't care how much Matt Rhule got. I do not believe for 1 minute that Matt Rhule is worth $9 million a year at this point. I said before, he's not worth more than Andy Reid at $7.5 million. He should be in the realm of, I think he was making $4 million at Baylor or something like that, and they had to pay $6 to get him out of there. I think he's worth about right there, $5 million bucks at most. I don't think he's worth $9 million going from Baylor to the Carolina Panthers. I think Tepper got fleeced, to be honest with you. 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
So somebody actually told Kyle Kuzma that his hairdo looked good. Like the bleached out, like, what is that? Is it like a Ken doll gold? What is that? What is that bleach job he did on his head, Carver High? Have you seen this action he's got going?
I mean, it's
bad.
It's a bit of a tough look.
It is way tough.
I need one more look at it.
He's sitting down right now, but it's bad. It's really bad. Now, here's an idea for you. You know how they keep talking about the Knicks and Clippers want Marcus Morris? Do you think there's any way in hell that the Knicks could trade Marcus Morris for Kyle Kuzma?
No, absolutely not.
Why not?
Because he's not. The players are not on the same even stratosphere of value. They're just not.
They want him.
I'm glad they want him, but they're not getting him for him.
Mafia, do you think they could ever swing a deal for Kuzma if they gave him like Knox and Morris? Or how about Morris and Bullock?
I don't think for Morris and Bullock, maybe if you throw Knox in there, another young player who maybe has some potential, but I don't think you're going to get him for Morris straight up or even, you know.
They want to trade him. They're talking about trading him for Bogdanovich up in Sacramento. So if you're telling me that they'll swing a deal for Bogdanovich for Kuzma and they wouldn't take Marcus Morris for him, you're tripping.
Bogdanovich and Kuzma are more on the same level as opposed to Morris.
Bogdanovich can shoot. So can Marcus Morris, and Marcus Morris is a true vet that can bang and produce.
Right, he's older, though. Those guys still have a lot more years in their system, a lot more years in their career to work up and become better and become a bigger part of the team. Morris, you're going to get, two or three years left, and then he's done.
Right, but do you think they're trying to win a title in L.A., or do you think they're worried about 5 years from now?
No, they're worried about both, but they're going to start focus on the title for sure because you only have a couple years left of LeBron.
So now how do you think they'll do with McGee and Dwight Howard? Because your boy Anthony Davis, there's no way that guy's playing for a week, maybe more. He landed. He couldn't even walk. I will be so shocked if that guy comes out and plays their next game.
Yeah, and really, does he have to? I mean, let's be fair. The NBA regular season.
Load management.
Who cares? Load management.
It really is
embarrassing.
What do you think? Do we need some load management around here where we just start taking off like one of us per week gets off one day a week?
Stay fresh for next football season?
Well, stay fresh for next week. You know, let's say I took off this Friday for load management and then Mafia got off next Friday and then you got off the Friday after that. How would that work for you?
It is flu and cold season, right? We got to stay healthy.
Isn't this guy sitting out here with some kind of disease going?
Isn't everybody?
Oh, no, but Ryan's out there just completely sneezing and blowing his nose all over the place. When I saw him blowing his nose and sneezing, I ran out of there.
Given the schedule the Lakers have coming up the next, like, five games, Sue wouldn't be surprised if they
So you don't want to talk bad about the guy that's sneezing all over the newsroom?
No.
All right.
They play Dallas next on Friday at Dallas, then at Oak City, Cleveland, Oakland, and Orlando.
Wait, so you're saying they play Dallas Friday in Dallas?
In Dallas on Friday, in Oak City on Saturday.
Run to the window on Dallas Friday.
Monday at home against Cleveland, Wednesday at home against Orlando. So they'll probably rest in four games.
I don't know about rest. I think he's injured.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They're not going to rush him back. They're not going to be like, oh, we need him. Even then.
Look who's at the Laker game. Your boy met a world peace. Sitting with that freak.
Sitting next to some wizard.
That guy.
The Gandalf?
It's a wizard.
Getting off the gray there?
That guy's a filthy rich guy that's been going to Laker games
as
long as...
Who the hell is that guy?
He's a legend, that guy. He's been going to Laker games like longer than Jack Nicholson. Trust me when I tell you. That guy's
Mafia's
a...
right. I saw that dude in The Hobbit, man. I mean, you got to be kidding me.
After the game, he's going to go play D&D. Dungeons and Dragons, baby.
Mafia, did you used to play Dungeons and Dragons?
No, I never did.
Did you, Carver High, ever play that?
I did not.
No, I don't.
By the time I
never played video games, ever.
Yeah, video games were around when I was a kid, so there weren't like the rolling, play, you know, live-action board games.
I played with chicks.
I missed the Dungeons and Dragons.
I tried to get some leg early and often.
By the time I started playing video games, it was, you know, Zelda and Mario Brothers. That's when that started.
I hit on a chick named Zelda once. I forget her last name. Oh, here we go. Vegas going on a power play with just in time with 2 minutes left in the game.
We got a one-goal game here?
You know they're going to tie it and beat the Penguins in overtime.
They never lose.
Listen.
They never lose.
The end game.
Listen. Mind your own business. Okay? Rooting against my team now here in the final stages of this game. Don't lie to me. I know you're rooting against them. So, oh, there's a little empty netter right there. Oh, the humanity. Oh, they got a two-man advantage going with the empty
net. Vegas has the power play here?
They got the 6-4 power play going for a minute and a half. Trying to clear that one out. That didn't get out of the zone. It sure did. We got a little offsides going here.
I mean, I'm clearly rooting for them to tie it.
Of course you are, you.
More important than
miserable.
Anthony Davis, if he's going to sit out, come back. Are they going to cover this game now that Anthony Davis is out? The 13.5. Well, the next cover now.
Well, that is the real question is that. And I told you, Rondo missing the little kiss off the glass. I have to tell you, I am running to the window on that Dallas game, I think, on Friday. But Dallas got a huge one tomorrow night with Denver. That's the problem. That's a 3-point spread tomorrow night in Dallas against Denver. Denver's hot. Did you see Nurkic had 47 last night?
Career high, I believe, for him.
Yeah. He's a badass for a big fat guy. You know what I mean? He's like big. He's got like that extra weight going. He's got that.
Right.
He's talking about
like Shaq and AD. Like how Shaq was just so dominant physically because he was just bigger, and AD has like the skills. Like Jokic's like the in between of the two. Like he's so big, but he can bring you outside and shoot. And he's slow when he drives, but he can still drive.
He can do whatever he wants. But he looks like he ate like two pizzas.
It looks like it's in slow motion, but he still gets it done.
But he's and Doncic has that too, that whole extra weight thing going, where he's got a big man's body, like he had a couple of Strombolis.
Well, he's got like the baby fat. Jokic is like grown man fat.
Beer fat. I'm watching this hockey game. I'm losing my mind. Oh God, it's like the end of the 09 Detroit Penguins Stanley Cup. Oh, loose in front. Oh, God. I'm going to have a hernia. Oh, can't clear it. I'm going to have a hernia. Oh, there you go. Clear that out. Shoot it down. Get in. Oh, I oughta. Here's an icing. They get all the breaks. No icing. They waved it up. Power play. Sorry. Here we go. Oh, God. They're deep in the Penguins' end. Nothing but trouble. They're still on a power play for 40 seconds. How much time's left in the game? A minute 20. The longest minute of my life watching this game. I don't have time for this. Oh, now they've called who'd they call that on? Are they calling that on Vegas or on?
It's on three here?
Come on. They're not seriously going to call that. It's on Vegas, isn't it? I didn't see the play, so I don't know. I have to see it. Like, who?
Is that a hold on Tanev there? No.
Tanev had a breakaway goal in this game to make it 4-2.
I think
Jay
just
saw
that.
It was
the puck was knocked down with a high stick.
Oh, so no penalty. And then he clears it again. So, but even if they finish off the power play, they're still going to go with the empty net and a man advantage. They're still going to go 5-on-4 for the last 45 seconds of this game, right? No matter what. This is chaos, the last 2 minutes of this game. The last 2:24 of this game is absolute chaos. You'd think they'd be able to score with as many shots and chances as they've had on the net, seriously.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
So it turns out that PharrellOnTheBench.com is the greatest thing since sliced bread. That's what they're telling me now. It's just come in, the reports on CNN. PharrellOnTheBench.com rules better than sliced bread. I'm seeing all these headlines. The divisional games are Saturday and Sunday. Four games, two each day. Get my snags. Plus, you get everything else. Pro and college rack, hockey, every game, all the fights, boxing, MMA. Remember January 18th, big event in Vegas with McGregor and Donald Cowboy Cerrone. A lot happening. PharrellOnABench.com will cover it for you. Get the best picks, best price, the best return. PharrellOnABench.com. It's F-E-R-R-A-L-L. PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up today. Hide the money from your wife. So, Carver, I run through the numbers again that you just told me about, because the end of that, you have to admit, the end of that Penguin-Vegas game was pretty thrilling. I mean, the last 2.5 minutes was insane.
Absolutely. It was a crazy finish. Vegas on the power play, the goalie pulled. The Penguins are now 13-3-1 since December 1st. 13-3-1.
So,
I mean,
what do the standings say?
Well, right now, Washington's got 65. Islanders won tonight. They're at 57. The Penguins won tonight. They're at 57. But the Penguins have played one more game than the Islanders. So
the Islanders have a game in hand, and they're tied.
Yes.
And then, so, and
so, the Metro Division.
But look at that. They're better than the second-place team, the Lightning, in the Atlantic.
Well, the Metro has three of the top five point teams in the entire league. Top 5 points in the entire league: Washington, Boston, St. Louis, Islanders, Pittsburgh. Three of the teams are in the Metro. It's just, there's been a little bit of separation.
You don't even realize how much the Capitals win.
And Carolina and Philly they were right there too. They've tailed off a little. Now Columbus has caught them, because Columbus has been on an absolute tear, to where they're now 2 points back of, I think, Carolina and Philadelphia.
They won 2 and 7 of 10.
It's nuts, but the Islanders, Pittsburgh, you know, Washington, they're all in the top five. They don't lose.
Now, you said the other thing that was interesting about it is Tristan Jarry has made the All-Star game now because of injuries. He and Letang made it, and Jerry's made it as a goalie, and he now has supplanted Murray as the starting goalie in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, he's played out of his mind, and it's nuts. I was asking you before, I was like, Murray, because Murray gets hurt a lot, we know that. No, Jarry's just better than him this year.
That's it.
Jerry's just better. And they've done all this, as we've talked about a bunch, without Crosby, who's been out since mid-November, early November, whatever it was.
But you won an overtime in The Rock tonight against the Devils. They were up 2-1. What happened after that?
The Devils were up 2-1.
No, the Islanders were up 2-1.
Oh, the Islanders were up 2-1. Devils tied. Devils took a 3-2 lead. Palmieri gave him a lead with about 8 minutes left in the third, and the Islanders tied it up. Late goal by Kunockel to get them to overtime, and then Anders Lee with the overtime winner for the Islanders.
I know Lee had the game winner. I saw it in your studio. So there you go. They won that one. And then they won last night 1-0 against who? Rado?
Yeah, Colorado.
And then the Rangers beat Rado tonight?
Yes.
Can you even believe that? What's happening to them? Are they collapsing or something? They've gone, 3-6-1-10.
Their new goalie, too. The kid got his first win in his first game.
Oh, what's his name again? Number 40? Is that who that is?
Yes.
What's his name? No one knows.
I'm going to butcher it if I try to say it.
Long Russian name.
All right, there he is. Long Russian name is the goalie for the Rangers now. He's got a long Russian name, so we're just going to call him Long Russian name.
Shesterkin?
Do you have to dump that?
Igor. Well, let's go by Igor. That's easy. The first name's Igor.
You know,
that's easy.
Speaking of Igor, I haven't seen Igor playing basketball lately. I haven't seen him once at the gym.
Oh, yeah, I haven't been there in a couple weeks, so I can't say for...
Well, you don't play basketball anymore, but...
I'll be there tomorrow.
But that guy hasn't been there in a while, like a couple months. I wonder what happened to him. You think he got injured? Do you think he left? Or you think he quit the gym? I haven't seen him once. I played a million times. He's never been there once. He used to show up every week.
Did you get caught up in the Giuliani Ukraine thing?
That guy absolutely is an animal.
He is.
He's an animal, this guy I play with, this Russian guy. He is such an animal, and he's an anarchist. The guy just hammers me every time I get the ball. Why do you think we call him Chicklets? He'll knock your teeth out.
His solution to everything in basketball is throw your body at it.
Right. He just absolutely is a monster, violent femme. I mean, this guy throws his elbows and just will knock your teeth out. 80s x-rays came back negative. I saw that when I went to get a drink. We have a bar here at the station now.
Rich Paul said that he's just sore after the fall.
I don't believe that, and I think it'll be worse tomorrow.
I also like how the agent is the one who's putting out the injury information. They don't wait for the team to make announcements or anything like that. The agent has to come out and say the lower back came, the x-rays came back negative, so he's just sore. He'll play Friday in Dallas.
You think?
Yeah.
You don't think tomorrow he's going to be a mess?
He fell on the ground. You know, if just get up. You got 3 days off. You'll be fine.
You fell in the parking lot of Bobby McCann Saturday, and you're fine.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I wish. I wish I fell down and didn't get up after that Bill game.
Did so you ran the ILC podcast. Were the reviews strong for the Benoit Hogue?
It was a good chat. You know, the audio wasn't great, but you could hear the two of us, so...
What do you mean the audio wasn't good?
Well, I just ripped it off of the live stream that I did. I don't bring any recording equipment with me. It's a live show. It's for the people that show up. But I was able
to... Oh, so it's you tape it for the podcast later, but right, it's live in the moment. It's just in the bar.
Yeah. I usually don't repost any of the live shows.
Have you ever seen that piece of equipment I have? Like, that we use in Vegas? Have you ever thought about using that?
Yeah, that actually would probably work if I did something like that. I could use something like
that. You should just ask me and I'll let you use it.
Yeah, I could have did it for that. But I also need the
Or we could steal one from here.
Should we let them know now that we're leaving in 6 weeks so they can start to get that package ready for us? Since you can't tell them a couple days before, you got to tell them weeks before.
Yeah, you got to tell them.
Hey, guys, just circle the 20th of February now, okay?
February 20th, can we get the computer and the recording device? We don't need their recording device anymore, Carver High.
Yeah, you have one.
I have one, so I stopped waiting for them. When did you turn in the 360 machine to get it fixed in 2018?
November, like beginning of November.
What a joke. What an absolute joke. We'll never get that back. It ruined the show. Thanks a lot.
It's a lot of high priority stuff that goes on.
Oh, they have so much priority stuff. You know. Here you go. Look at his hairdo now. Kuzma's playing. He's on the left wing right now. Look at that. Someone actually told him he looks good. Some, like, hairstylist guy told him he looked good.
Saying I was Cisco too much.
Bro.
The thong song a few too many times and decided to dye his hair.
You look marvelous. Dude, what is going on there with that do he's got? You can't even tell me that doesn't look...
He's trying to join a 90s boy band.
But it looks like ass. I mean, you can't even tell me that doesn't look bad. Are you kidding me? Do you think that looks good?
He went to the hairdresser and said, what do you want? He said, make my hair match my jersey.
He looks like a really bad Ken doll. I mean, honestly.
It's not the best look. I dyed my hair blonde a bunch in the late 90s.
Did you?
Early 2000s, yeah.
What did you have going there, dude?
I had like, my hair was a little longer, and I, you know, I went with the heavy blonde.
I don't know. He looks like he's limping, too. Did he hurt himself or something? Did you see him galloping there? No, he's fine. I think he's fine. But I can't even fathom what I'm looking at, that hairdo. My God. Bro, what have you done? What have you done to yourself? Does he have like a girlfriend or something? She didn't tell him? Maybe she's the one that did it to him. She might have been the one that did it.
Someone that broke up with him?
She might have done it like in the... It could be bathroom meth. You know, like she did it right in the bathroom with some, you know, blonde just for men. Let's go with a blonde look. It'll be really Californian. You'll have like a surfer thing going. I love you. What a femme. That just looks, honestly, like I just lost all respect for his game now that he did that to himself. It's one thing to dye your hair. It's another thing to just completely freak out. He just had a nice jump shot a shot off the glass. But I don't know. You know what he looks like? A really, really bad version of Eminem. Doesn't he? It's like just the worst Eminem hairdo ever. And Eminem never looked that bad, because remember he had like blonde hair, right?
Yeah, he's always had that.
But this guy, I think he thinks he's Eminem. Kyle Kuzma's lost his mind. Carver High's thinking I've lost my mind spending upwards of 10 minutes talking about it. But you have to understand, this is the kind of thing I've been searching for in my life. A segment that I can do on Kyle Kuzma's bad hair dye job for, you know, the last moments of the Billy Idol Hour of Love. There it is. He looks like Billy Idol. It's not Eminem. It's Billy Idol.
It all comes together.
Billy Idol looked a lot better than that.
Billy Idol looked way better, even in his 50s. Here's Kuzma from three. He's got a nice jumper, though. Better than Gunner's. Honestly. So, did I tell you my kids were at a, or my son was at a high school event or something, and a fight broke out, and some kid body slammed another kid and smashed his head in off the ground and then punched him in the face? And Gunner was there for the whole thing. It was at my neighbor's house. It was violence. And then all the kids started lying about who did it. It was really awesome.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.